This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Brekkie Bears here on Joy 94.9, 22 minutes to 8, and something fabulous has wandered into the studio.
It definitely has. It's the fabulous Adam Richards.
Oh, good morning, ladies. How are you?
We're fine, thank you.
All the better for seeing you.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
I feel a bit matronly now, but yes.
Just now? Like not...
Oh, no, that's my usual. Yeah, exactly. So how you been, Adam?
I've been good. I'm like, I forgot what it was like being up at this time of the morning. It's really nice.
I know. It's like, I have to say that, you know, comedians are really desperate to get up at this time of the morning and come and talk to us, aren't they?
Yes.
It's like... Really?
Well, normally I say no, but I like you too.
Oh, thanks.
We like you too, Ads.
Oh, stop. I'm blushing.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm doing a fringe show, so I'm just coming to flog myself.
Exactly. And apparently you were up in Albury on the weekend.
Yeah, I was there for the Ride Around the Murray, which is the Albury Writers Festival.
Oh, cool.
Which was great. It was like Adam Law from MasterChef was there. Like it was a... It was star-studded. It was, you know, writers from all around.
He won season 3 or 4.
Oh, okay.
He's got a book coming out.
Oh, good.
Nice. A cooking book.
A cooking book.
Hence his association with the Writers' Festival.
Yes, and MasterChef.
Yes.
That's his cooking. Exactly. Now, you've got... #FGT.
Yeah, careful. Yeah. Careful how you say it. I went on Studio 10 to promote this when it was on in Sydney. They said, so what does it stand for? I was like, oh, it's a homophobic slur. And they all went,
I think we know what it is. It's like, it was kind of obvious.
We've all been on the internet.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And that's a bit what the show's about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about being bullied online. And in real life and other, you know. Also just that, you know, where is the line of bullying? Like what is kind of matey coercion and where does it become bullying? When do you, you know, do you turn around after all your mates have talked you into going to a strip club as the only gay man in your group of friends and go, was I bullied into looking at that lady's vagina?
It was really close to my face. But, you know, you've got... That's kind of the Aussie thing,
personal
though.
Personal space.
Oh, God. Personal but space. That's the Aussie thing, though, right?
Yeah.
You call your friends kind of bad words, and then you call enemies that you don't like, you're like, mate.
Yeah.
You know, so you're calling people
mate,
you don't like, mate.
Come on. Mate.
Listen,
come on, mate.
So it's that reverse
thing, come on, champ.
Thing,
calm down.
Yeah.
Complete strangers that you want to punch. Oh, come on, champ. Calm down.
Yeah. So it's hard to know where that line could be.
It is. It is. I mean, I think it's something very specific to our culture as Australians. Also, the fact that, you know, there's nothing we love more than laughing at people.
Well, that's true. I mean, we've got the tall poppy syndrome and we like to cut people down to size.
Do you?
And oh, speaking of, did anyone see Molly up the ladder on the on the trailer last night?
No, I didn't.
During the Peter Allen movie, there was a trailer for the new Molly Meldrum miniseries.
And they had him up the ladder
when
he fell
off. Sam Johnson with a hat on up the ladder.
Talk about getting cut down to size. Oh, my God. But he's a legend. What are you doing?
Oh, you can't depict that, surely.
Well, they must have.
Poor Molly.
We love Molly.
I love Molly.
He's an Australian icon.
An Australian icon.
It's true.
Yes.
Mad as a cut snake, but he's an Australian icon.
Well, he's in good company then.
Yes.
Basically, I have to say, one of the things I do like about your show is because I might have seen some of this show.
Oh, it was on during the Comedy Festival.
The Comedy Festival, we went along during the Comedy Festival and
we
saw it. And I have to admit, one of the things I love about your shows is that you do bring a sense of... it's personalised and bring in a personal aspect to it, which I really love when comedians do this. And it's not... I mean, some of it isn't laugh out loud. A lot of it is.
Mm.
But some of it is really nice and tender and, it, you know.
Stop it. You'll make me sound like I'm good at my job.
Well, you are good at your job. That's the whole point.
I just thought you were talking about steaks, like tender and like piece of meat.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. Right.
Yeah, you just look at me like I'm a piece of meat, don't you?
You've got me. Okay, fine.
Adam Richard is sticking around with us a little bit longer, so we're going to take a quick break and come back shortly for more with the fabulous Mr.
Some more tenderising after this.
Yes, ow. Some more big hunks of meat coming up shortly here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9. 13 minutes to 8 here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9, and we are currently joined by the fabulous Adam Richard.
Hi!
Oh,
hi.
That was really high.
Yeah, it was high, wasn't it?
Impressive. That was... Yeah, something else.
Like I should be doing a good morning, chickens! just to really annoy people.
I'm sure you can do that any old way. Now, one thing that you have been doing or will be doing, tell us a little bit about Stutterer's Stand-Up.
Oh, that was a thing I did yesterday afternoon. It was a workshop with a group of people, all who have various levels of profound stuttering, like, you know, really, really difficult... that huge difficulty speaking out loud, like I have right now. You know, like people with really full-on stuttering, and they, as part of, I guess it's, you know, part of their therapy, which is, you know, rather than avoiding speaking out loud to people,
yeah,
a bunch of them have decided to do stand-up comedy for the Fringe Festival.
Are they good?
They're great.
They're great. It's, oh, fantastic.
It's really inspiring. Like, it's, I think the show will be on Thursday week, the 24th, at Howler in Brunswick.
Yep.
But just check the Fringe Festival guide.
Yeah, at melbournefringe.com.au. Yeah. And Howler's a great venue as well.
Howler is a fantastic venue. But yeah, they're all, like, they're at various stages of stuttering. They're at various stages in their therapy about how, you know, clear they can be heard. And, you know, that I know it sounds like a weird thing for people who have trouble even, you know, say, ordering a coffee, being able to do a stand-up gig. But if you think about it, think of how many times, you know, stutterers are trying to finish a sentence and people are interrupting, trying to finish it for them, thinking they're being helpful and actually causing more problems than they're solving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to talk for 5 minutes without anyone interrupting when you do stand-up. It's ideal for a stutterer.
It's perfect.
They can get all their sentences.
Yeah, it must take some real balls to get up there. If you've had a life where you've been stuttering and had this sort of thing that's probably they're quite self-conscious about, you would imagine, and then to get up on stage and then just kind of literally talk for that long period of time, you know, that takes guts.
Well,
that's really cool.
One of them said to me, he said, look, I'd have no fear of dying in front of an audience. He goes, I have that fear every day when I'm communicating with people. Like, I have that fear every time I open my mouth. So,
it does make sense, doesn't it? So you'll be there on Thursday?
Yeah, I should be.
Thursday week?
Yeah, I'll be doing something.
You'll be doing something. Now, we should obviously mention where your show is, of course. It's down at the Imperial Hotel, which is...
Oh, yeah, opposite Parliament.
Opposite Parliament.
In the corner of Burke and Spring Street.
You might be able to see Fiona Patton having a cheeky drink after work.
Very cool. And now, are you up those damn stairs again? You are.
Yes, I'm up the stairs.
You nearly killed me last time.
Barely one flight of stairs.
Have you seen me? Hello.
Yeah, look, they're not the most bear-friendly stairs.
They're not bear-friendly stairs.
I'm pretty beery myself, and I managed to get up there.
Yeah. You've lost so much weight since doing this show.
I've put it on. Don't tell anyone. So, these pants are not fitting right now.
Okay. You're in the Parliament Room at the Imperial Hotel, 8 p.m. Wednesday the 16th through to Tuesday the 22nd.
Yep, just 1 week. 1 week only. Just return season.
And you got a rating of M.
Yeah.
Really? M?
I know, that's a bit... It's probably worse than that.
Yeah, only M. I was going to say, only M. M. That's really... Really generous, isn't it?
Yeah, there's quite a long description of times I've been to strip clubs.
Yes, I remember. Yeah,
there's a lot worse than that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot worse than that.
Personal space.
My poor boyfriend, he should never see the show.
Oh, God, no. The way you talk about your poor boyfriend, I tell you. Oh, my God.
So make sure you check it out. It's part of The Fringe. Tickets are available at melbournefringe.com.au. Make sure you go check it out. 8 p.m. It's on every night from the 16th till the 22nd.
Oh, thanks, guys.
It is indeed. Thank you very much, Adam, for coming along this morning.
Any Anytime. Big air kisses. So manly in this studio.
I know, right?
Testosterone bout.
And I'm sure we'll see you around, Joy, soon.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here. I'll probably turn up at Paul Anthony's show this week.
Just rock up.
And Adam's on Wednesday. And the Murphy's on Friday. Yeah, we know.
Just gets try around, get doesn't he?
I'm just going to go and sleep out on the couch here until the next interview.
Hashtag FGT Adam Richard. Make sure you check it out as part of the Melbourne Fringe here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.